thought I'd share from the floor here, being that we're a little smaller crowd this morning. Putting these thoughts this morning for the next 45 minutes under the banner of... No, just kidding. Just seeing if any of you are listening. Yeah, my wife's like, we are so out of here. The banner is, go be it on the mountain. And one thing that I was reflecting on this, one thing I've learned in my Christian journey over the past many years is that just because we tell the story harder doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to listen or respond any better. Do you know what I mean? Just because we say it louder or harder doesn't necessarily mean it's going to impact more significantly. I can remember several years ago being at a youth conference with our youth group from First Baptist Lethbridge, and in the midst of this crowd, on one side, there emerged this chant, we love Jesus, yes we do, we love Jesus, how about you? And then they point to the other side of the arena, and the other arena would get up and they'd conjure up, we love Jesus, yes we do, we love Jesus, how about you? And then it'd go back and forth, and I thought, really? does yelling louder about Jesus somehow prove how devoted we are to this person? And so I'm thinking, this is a great carol, Go Tell It on the Mountain. It's a great carol. I've been singing it since the 70s, I remember, in First Baptist Lethbridge, sitting in those pews as a child. But now I recognize that there's more to telling the story than just telling or yelling the story. And so if I had to reframe this song on Christmas morning 2011, I might reframe it as, go be it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go be it on the mountain. And then try to inject the themes of Advent. Be hope, be peace, be joy, be the presence of love, or something like that. But go be it on the mountain. Just don't tell it. Go be it. Because if there's a so what of Jesus being born 2,000 years ago that actually makes a difference here, 21st century, to citizens of Edmonton on Christmas Day 2011, it's probably that we who self-describe as followers of Jesus might just not be tellers of this great story, yellers of this great story, but a people who are known as being devoted to the ways of Advent. These themes that we've sung about, prayed about, rejoiced about over the past 4 weeks in Advent. These themes of hope, joy, peace, and love. Not just talking and telling about these themes, but being the good news. Being a peaceful people. Being a joyful people, being a people of love, being a people of hope. And the good news today that we celebrate is that these aren't just words. These are embodied words. Words that have life in them. Words that have the Christ life in them. A real baby, flesh, blood, heart, soul, a real person, born into the world, born, lived, laid down his life, raised again, resurrected, so that God might save the whole world through Christ. So when we go be it on the mountain, we're not alone. This isn't a self-help program. This isn't some love chant that comes from a mountaintop that we just repeat blindly or mindlessly. The Christ who is up there with the Trinity came down here to be among us, with us. This Christ has come. This Christ is with us. This Christ is for us. This Christ is before us. In Colossians, we read, this Christ is in you, the hope of glory. This Christ is the living presence of peace, who in Philippians guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This Christ is the joy of the Father. This Christ is the love of God, begotten, beheld. This Christ is born for us anew on this Christmas day. Christ born for us, not to just only tell, but Christ born for us to be. The third century church bishop and theologian Irenaeus put it this way: because of his boundless love, Jesus became what we are, that he might make us be what he is. I'm going to reread that. Because of his boundless love, Jesus became what we are, that he might make us be what he is. And so as we enter into a moment, a quiet moment, to continue to receive from the Lord this morning, receive from the Spirit of God, receive from being together in this place, in this time, I'm going to read that phrase one more time, and then Debbie and Greg and myself will close us with some prayers, and in your order of service, you have some responses to those prayers as well. So after a time of silence, Debbie, Greg, and myself will lead us in prayers. But I'm going to read that quote from Irenaeus one more time as we sit with that and rest with that today. Because of his boundless love, Jesus became what we are, that he might make us be what he is.